The Buffalo Sabres open the new season with a home game against the Boston Bruins tonight, and we're happy to welcome back Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe for a new season of WBFO's Behind the Bench. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, it was quite an offseason for the Sabres, who finished in last place last season. The highlight of the summer was winning the NHL draft lottery and drafting Swedish defenseman Rasmus Dahlin with the number one overall pick. Clearly a lot of excitement around Dahlin.
There's a ton of excitement, and it's all deserved. And so many prospects, young guys this day and age, they're overhyped, and they'll never really live up to the billing. But from everything I've seen, I've heard, I've been around Rasmus Dahlin now for a few weeks. First met him earlier in the summer at the combine and the draft. Everything about him is true. His talents, how humble he is, his work ethic, and they say he's possibly the best defense prospect in literally decades, and I believe it. And I think he could become everything people predict for him. I think within a couple of years, a few years, he could be maybe the best defenseman in the NHL. Now, all that said, he turned 18 years old in April. He's a rookie. Even during the preseason, as good as he was, you could still see moments where he was a little green. So I think early on, expectations have to be tempered. But I do believe he'll provide an immediate impact for the Sabres.
Big changes among the team's group of forwards. Ryan O'Reilly is gone. The Sabres acquired Jeff Skinner and Connor Sheary in trades with Carolina and Pittsburgh. Also a couple of veterans in Vladimir Sobotka, Patrick Berglund, Tage Thompson, a recent first-round pick. We'll see a full season from Casey Mittelstadt, the team's 2017 first-round pick. On paper, overall, it looks like an improved offense.
Definitely. It's very improved. They didn't just swap in some new faces for some old ones. They overhauled the team, and they brought in some legit first-rate NHL talent in a Jeff Skinner, who they got, in my opinion, very cheaply in August, which was an odd time for a guy like that to be on the move. And then in Connor Sheary, they got a guy who's scored 20 goals already. He's pretty young. He's won two Stanley Cups. They got him pretty cheap. And in that Ryan O'Reilly trade with St. Louis, they got Sobotka and Berglund and Tage Thompson, who's a terrific prospect. But in Sobotka and in Berglund, they have established NHL talent. They have guys that have been around 9-10 years. Berglund scored 20 goals. They come from the Blues, who have been one of the NHL's better franchises in the last 10 years or so. So they've greatly improved their depth. I mean, it's been a significant offseason, and if the Sabres ever get to where they want to be, which is the Stanley Cup, I think you probably look back at this offseason as the changing point. And not just Rasmus Dahlin, just these deals that Jason Botterill made over the summer. And in Jeff Skinner, he's going to play with Jack Eichel. Sam Reinhart's on the other wing. I mean, the Sabres have potentially what could be one of the NHL's better lines. And you haven't been able to say that very often in the last several years. I mean, that's a line that could maybe score 80-plus goals, have 180 total points. So the moves that were made were very significant.
Also a new starting goaltender. The team has moved on from Robin Lehner. Carter Hutton is the man now. He's been a very good backup for St. Louis and Nashville, and now he's getting a chance to be a number one.
Carter Hutton's an interesting guy. He's paid a lot of dues. You don't hear about a lot of NHL goalies becoming starters for the first time when they're 32 years old, but he finally has the opportunity, and he's really worked himself up from just a minor league guy. Came up with the Blackhawks. He played in the ECHL for a brief time, which is below the AHL. And he's not even that far removed from playing in the AHL. But he's consistently gotten better. He had a nice run as a backup in Nashville. He went to St. Louis a few years ago, and he became, in my opinion, maybe the league's best backup. He led the league in goals against this year. And he's finally graduated to this starting position. Now, that said, Linus Allmark is a lot younger than him. He might be the Sabres goalie of the future. And if Linus Allmark starts outplaying Carter Hutton, he could be the Sabres starter this season or in the near future. But right now, I mean, Carter Hutton could be kind of the Sabres X factor. If the offense improves as we think it will, If the defense improves, they can start executing their system soundly and reaching Coach Phil Housley's expectations. They're going to improve, but they have a goalie who's never started regularly in the NHL. So I'm very intrigued to see how Carter Hutton handles being a starter for the first time in the NHL.
You mentioned Eichel. He was named the team's captain on Wednesday. No question, he's still the main key to the Sabres' success.
Oh, no question. He's their franchise cornerstone. He's their best player. He's the guy, if they ever get back to the playoffs, it's probably going to be on his back. He's a dynamic player, and I expect him to take another step this year. He was an all-star last year, close to being a point-a-game player. I think early in the winter, he really found a new level. And you started to see him become one of the NHL's top offensive threats. And I expect this year that if he stays healthy, he'll score 30-plus goals. He'll have a point in game, and maybe beyond that. Maybe he's talented enough he could push 40 goals or 90 or 100 points. And you hate to overstate things and pin a number on a guy, but he's that talented. He's one of the league's most talented forwards. And Jack Eichel receiving the captaincy, it's something I think a lot of people thought he would get for some time, but I don't think the Sabres just gave it to him because, you know, he's their star player. I think they needed to see changes in him. They needed to see a more maturity, and I think they started to see that over the past six or 10 months. Jack Eichel had a news conference after the 2016-17 season, which has become kind of famous, where he sulked, he stared off into the distance. I mean, he was kind of pouting. He was giving terse answers. But then last year at the end of the season, he was totally different, complete 180. He was direct. He assumed responsibility. I mean, he spoke passionately with authority, and you saw captain qualities in him then. And I think he's continued that for the last 6 months or so, and Phil Housley's seen that growth in him. GM Jason Botchell's seen that growth in him. I think everyone around the team is seeing a different Jack Eichel, and I think he could be a terrific captain for them.
Well, the Sabres haven't made the playoffs since 2011. Expectations are higher this season. There's a feeling of optimism around the team. Give us your prediction for the 2018-19 season.
There certainly is a lot of optimism. I think they'll be much improved. Having finished 31st last year, improvement could mean 27th place, but I think they'll go beyond that. I think they could maybe contend for a playoff spot, hang around one throughout the winter. I think they could be a very fun team to watch. They could score some goals. I think they'll take that next step, but I don't think that next step is the playoffs yet. I think they're in too hard a conference, too hard a division. It's so hard to make the playoffs this day and age. I still think they're a year away.
Well, Bill, we'll talk to you each week throughout the hockey season. Remind our listeners where they can read your work.
You can read it in the Olean Times-Herald, the Niagara Gazette, the Lockport Union Sun and Journal. Now you could read some stuff prospects-related at buffalonews.com, and you can also read it at buffalohockeybeat.com.
Bill Hoppe back with us this season for WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar.